Back here on In Focus, Brandon Peoples joining here in studio. We want to thank our guests earlier here, the USD 383 Superintendent Marvin Wade and Carla Hagemeister on the board. We're going to now shift gears a little bit and talk with the Manhattan Housing Authority. I've got in studio with me Joanne Sutton, who's the Executive Director, and Phil Anderson, who's on the board. Guys, thank you for being here today.
Thank you for having us.
I might have you scoot your mic just a little closer. There we go. All right. So you guys have an open house coming up here on November 16th. Tell me a little bit more about what's going on.
Well, the Apartment Towers building at 300 North Fifth Street, right across from the post office, has been undergoing, as much of the community knows, renovations for about the last 3 years. In 2013, we actually discovered a problem with the HVAC system and with mold in the building. And it took us almost a year just to get through the grant application process and get some money from the Department of Housing and Urban Development to take care of that, get tenants relocated and what have you. And then the construction actually began in the beginning of 2016. And so it's been under construction all of this time. There were some starts and stops, some bumps in the road with funding, but we finally got it all together. And a big thank you to the City of Manhattan, who contributed $1 million to this project. The Manhattan Housing Authority will have to repay those funds to the city beginning in 2021. But without that help, we would have never been able to complete the replacement of the windows and lining the sewer lines in the building. But the construction is done. We have a brand new building, and we're having an open house, and we are just elated that this project is done. We are currently moving tenants back into the building now. The open house is scheduled for Friday, November the 16th, from 1 to 5. Anybody in the public is invited to stop by. We will have a couple of units set up, model units, so you can go up and see what an apartment looks like and what it might look like to live in one of those apartments and see our facilities. We're very proud of what we've done.
The architect was Kent Foster, and his work is really remarkable because these are housing units that are really state of the art. They're not only comfortable, but everything is new on the inside, including the Manco windows, by the way. And that was the biggest issue that caused the mold, is that the windows were old, 45, 50 years old. Even though they were Pella windows, they were wood windows, and wooden windows no longer works very efficiently. So these are brand new Manco windows. I've used Manco on a number of projects of my own, and they're an excellent window manufacturer, and this has solved the problem. Also, they agreed to re-engineer them in a way so that we do have no problem keeping the water out of the building, which was the original cause of the problem, the mold.
Okay, well, have the tenants moved back in here yet, or is that still to come then?
We are in the process now of moving the tenants who were relocated and who are still with us back into the building. There are only about 14 or 15 tenants that are moving back that were original tenants from the building. Other than that, we are moving people from the waiting list in now. And we do still have apartments available, so if you're looking for a one-bedroom or a studio apartment, I would encourage you to come and apply at the Manhattan Housing Authority.
And we have to do that according to the HUD rules. And it's I've got some rental property units, and I can move people in and out of there fairly efficiently. But when you're dealing with the federal government and housing and urban development, you have to follow their rules. And their rules are very specific, and it takes time and paperwork and background research. And so moving people in is not a one-day process. It's a week or two or three in doing all of the preparation work to getting them into the unit. So this will take some months to fill up this 88-unit building. But we're really thrilled to be off and running at this point, and Joanne and her wonderful staff is doing a very efficient and very professional job.
All right. What's the feedback been like here from the tenants who are getting ready to move back or in the process here?
Well, they seem to be very pleased with the improvements that we have made. Especially the windows. I think the new windows are the things they like the most, because the old ones were very old, very inefficient, very loud when the wind blew. But we also have a brand new HVAC system in the building that provides heating and cooling. We've now gone to a heat pump system from an old boiler system. So instead of the entire building being on heat or the entire building being on cool, with the new heat pump system, each individual apartment can choose if they want to heat or cool their apartment. And so that's been a great improvement and something that tenants are very appreciative of so far. In addition to, it's like moving into a brand new apartment, all new fixtures, all new cabinets, all new flooring, all new paint, all new everything in the apartment. So I believe they're very appreciative of that, and we're very pleased that they are pleased.
I remember Ken Foster, the architect, saying, "I wouldn't design and have built a unit that I wouldn't be willing to live in myself." And so they're very welcoming. They're very comfortable. And I think anybody who moves in there will be absolutely delighted and want to stay as long as they can.
All right. Here we're talking with Joanne Sutton, Executive Director with Manhattan Housing Authority, Phil Anderson, who's on the board as well. The open house coming up November 16th from 1 until 5 p.m. And you said this is open to anybody that wants to come out.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, sorry. We've got a little bit of feedback we're getting here from these headphones. So, tell me a little bit more about the Housing Authority itself and its role here in the community of Manhattan.
Okay. The Manhattan Housing Authority is charged with providing decent, safe, and affordable housing in the Manhattan community. We are funded largely by the Department of Housing and Urban Development. We also realize income from dwelling rental, of course. Under these programs, or under our agency, we have two basic programs: the public housing program, which is the units that we own and manage throughout Manhattan. There's 202 of those units. The tenant's rent is based on their income. So if their income goes up, the rent goes up. If their income goes down, the rent goes down. There are some little nuances to that, of course, but that's the short of a long story. And then we also have the Section 8 Housing Choice Voucher Program, which is also funded by the Department of Housing and Urban Development. And that program is a program whereas eligible low-income folks are issued a voucher to go out into the community and rent from a private landlord. And once they find a unit and it's approved by our office, the tenant pays 30% of their adjusted gross income, just like in public housing, directly to the landlord, and the housing authority subsidizes the rent to the landlord. So it's kind of a win-win. It assists the low-income people, and it also helps the private landlords in the community as well to keep their units rented. We also manage some mixed finance units out at Flint Hills Place. And mixed finance means we have some low-income housing tax credit units and some public housing units mixed in there. And so that's owned by the Manhattan Area Housing Partnership, and we manage those 60 units.
Okay.
Yeah, Joanne has been doing this for how many years, Joanne?
31.
And she has won a number of professional awards for her expertise and understanding how to deal with a federal organization as complex as HUD. Many of the decisions in this whole process of the high-rise have many times, when we come to a stopping point, it might take 6 weeks, 2 months, 3 months just to get to the next step, just to figure out from HUD how we can proceed. And so Joanne's expertise has been very, very important to the board members, and we appreciate her expertise and her professionalism very much.
All right. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back and wrap things up here with our guests from the Manhattan Housing Authority after these words here on In Focus.
The KMAN Morning Show is brought to you by M&S Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning.